This edition of the FPP Freedom Minute is brought to you by Shire Silver. Shire Silver is precious metal for the masses. Shire Silver is more than just silver bullion. It is a whole system for using precious metals in trade. When you use Shire Silver, you know you are passing value on to your trading partners, and trading value for value helps build a better community. Get some today at ShireSilver.com. On June 26th, the Supreme Court issued two landmark decisions in the cases of Hollingsworth v. Perry and United States v. Windsor. In Hollingsworth, the court was asked whether the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment prohibits the state of California from defining marriage as the union of a man and a woman. And in Windsor, the court was to decide whether Section 3 of the Defense of Marriage Act, DOMA, violates the Fifth Amendment's guarantee of equal protection of the laws as applied to persons of the same sex who are legally married under the laws of their state. In the Hollingsworth decision, the court held that the petitioners did not have standing to appeal the district court's order and vacated and remanded the district court ruling. In other words, since government officials in California decided not to defend the case themselves, no one else could defend the case. The decision in Windsor is where the court actually overturned the Defense of Marriage Act. Justice Kennedy writes in the majority opinion, "By history and tradition, the definition and regulation of marriage has been treated as being within the authority and realm of the separate states." Kennedy continued, "Yet it is further established that Congress can make determinations that bear on marital rights and privileges. Congress decided that although state law would determine in general who qualifies as an applicant's spouse for Social Security benefits, common law marriages also should be recognized, regardless of any particular state's view on these relationships." Kennedy then goes off track, citing court cases upholding the supposed sovereign authority of states to regulate marriage. Kennedy seems to ignore the fact that marriage license laws were first implemented to prevent interracial marriages. I seriously doubt the court would uphold those state regulations as a valid regulation of domestic relations. If such regulation of marriage is invalid, why then did the court not rule that any regulation of marriage violates the rights of the couple? Further, should any government be dictating the domestic arrangements of consenting adults? It seems the court is not willing to answer those questions. In other news, the Keenvention has announced the early bird discount of $35 has been extended to August 1st. Additionally, you may now register with Bitcoin. The Keenvention will feature panels and speakers made up of liberty-minded individuals who are living in New Hampshire. Carla Garrick, the president of the Free State Project, will give the first ever State of the FSP speech. There will also be a secession panel, media panel, Bitcoin panel, legislative panel, and more. To find out more or to register, visit Keenvention.info. That's Keenvention.info. And finally, Ballot Access News reports. On June 25th, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in Shelby County, Alabama versus Holder that Section 4 of the Federal Voting Rights Act is unconstitutional. Section 4 is the coverage formula for determining which jurisdictions must get permission before changing any voting law or practice. If Congress does nothing, then Section 5 can't be enforced either. Section 5 says that covered jurisdictions must get approval from the Justice Department before changing election laws and practice. The majority opinion was written by Chief Justice John Roberts. The dissent was written by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and has considerable detail about Alabama and why that state's past and recent record of voting rights behavior justifies continued existence of the entire Federal Voting Rights Act. Since it is not likely that Congress will rewrite Section 4, the practical impact of the decision will be to increase the number of lawsuits. Section 2 of the Act has not been limited in any way. It gives the Department of Justice authority to sue any state or other jurisdiction that has an election law or practice that results in racial discrimination in voting. The number of such lawsuits will probably increase because the new laws and practices that lead to such lawsuits will increase without the preclearance law in effect. This has been the FPP Freedom Minute, radio.fpp.cc.